Utterly Fueled, Book 2 in the Utterly Crime series by Pauline Manders. This is an excerpt taken from Chapter 24 and narrated by AJ Dean.
This feels weird. Why the hell did I come? Nick asked himself.
Had he been stupid? His Saturday evening so far wasn't turning out too well. Kat had phoned him earlier to say she was delayed at a rifle shooting competition in Cambridge, and he'd have to go to the firework display by himself.
Sorry, Nick, but I just won't be back in time. 6:30 for 7 is pretty early, you know?
Yeah, suppose it's aimed at families and kids. Maybe we can go out later. 9 o'clock sound okay?
That'd be cool.
And so the conversation had ended. Nick wasn't particularly keen to go to the fireworks, not without Kat, but he knew Matt would be offended, and Chrissy might kill him if he didn't turn up. All Matt had talked about for the last 2 months was Ginny and her Guy Fawkes play, so there really wasn't any choice but to wrap up in warm layers and head over to Hadley. He'd zipped up his fleece and thrown an anorak into his car. That's when his brainwave struck. If he set out straight away, he could drop in at the Fenn's office and retrieve his toolbox. It would save him another journey. Kat must have thought him a real wuss when he'd struggled to rationalise his fear over collecting it. He'd tried to explain it was about meeting Mr. Rake. She'd seemed dismissive. The prospect of seeing Kat later that evening inspired and excited Nick. He felt invincible as he drove over to Hadley. At this hour, and on a Saturday, he reckoned he'd be safe. No boss was likely to be around after 5:30. The Fenn's site looked deserted. The hangar-like doors fronting the massive warehouse were closed, and security lights cast an eerie brightness onto the concrete. The darkness beyond looked impenetrable. The time on his dashboard read 18:10.
Jeez, this had better be okay, he breathed, looking at the empty forecourt.
What had Ricky Rake's message said? He tried to think.
Yes, he murmured, remembering the words.
We're open till 6. After that, the warehouse is locked, but there's a security guard in the office. Your toolbox will be in the office building. Nick gazed up towards the lights. The CCTV camera would be nearby, he reckoned, and the security guard would probably be watching him on the bank of monitors at that very moment. He felt self-conscious, just as he'd felt when the foreman passed on Rake's message. Soon everyone at Willows would know he'd been dozy enough to leave his toolbox behind, and he'd never live it down with Dave, particularly if Dave collected it for him on Monday while Nick was attending the apprentice release day. He shook his head. He wasn't going to be known as a dozy wuss. He was going to retrieve it, and he needed to get a move on. There was no point in hanging around in the car. Outside, the air felt damp and cold as he slipped his arm into his anorak. In the distance, a lone rocket whizzed and cracked as it shot into the sky. The noise stopped him dead in his tracks, and for a moment he was sweating, transported back in time. In that instant, the firework sounded like gunfire, and he dropped to his knees. The concrete struck cold through his jeans. Something screeched far above into the night, squealing and squawking before fizzling out. His heart beat so fast he could barely breathe as he pulled his mind back into gear. Of course, a screamer. Just another firework. He should have realized the early evening darkness would bring out the enthusiasts with their family boxes of fireworks further down Gallows Hill. It would make a good night for a shooting, though, and then he nearly vomited with the thought. Nick raised his head as he knelt and looked up at the office building. Its glass-panelled door stared at him. Somewhere, deep beyond its cold surface, a light flickered for a second and then was gone. Was it the reflection of a firework or something within? He caught an impression of movement. A dark shape against black shadows. Somebody was watching him from behind the door.
Shit, what the hell am I doing here? He hissed, his breath coming in short rasps.
He glanced back at his car. Would he make it if he ran? he started to move, pushing himself up from the concrete where he knelt. The doorframe rattled as the lock turned. He froze and stared at the opening door.
"Are you okay?"
The words were kind, but the tone cold.
"I was watching on the monitors. I'm the security guard for tonight. You suddenly buckled over."
I...
Nick met Ricky Rake's gaze, the shadows turning eye sockets into dark holes in the pale face.
"I caught my foot."
Ricky flicked at a switch, and light flooded the corridor behind.
"It's Nick from Willows, isn't it?"
"Yeah, I was over this way for the firework display on the common. Thought I'd just collect my toolbox. Got your message, thanks."
Nick tried to slow his speech. He'd nearly vomited with fear a moment earlier, and now his words came in short bursts. Ricky didn't answer. He looked into the sky as a firework crackled, sharp as a machine gun.
You'd better come in then.
Nick watched as Ricky disappeared into the hallway. He'd left the door open, the light blazing behind him, and an unspoken assumption Nick would follow.